So this presentation is about a new tool called ChemHAT, which is short for the Chemical Hazards and Alternatives Toolbox, which we just launched in early September. So, and I have nothing to disclose. So this project was coordinated actually by the Blue-Green Alliance, which for those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's a partnership between labor unions and environmental groups. It was founded in 2005 by the steelworkers and the Sierra Club, and as you can see, we've expanded to have many, many more members who we collaborate and work in partnership with. So I just wanted to put up this slide about some of the other folks who worked on ChemHAT day to day, Charlotte Brody, myself, Ann Blake, Michael Mignano, Winking Fish, who were our coders. They came up with all the fun graphics, and Pharos, which is part of the Healthy Building Network. And we also got help from others like the Labor Occupational Health Program at UC Berkeley and some folks at UMass Lowell. So to give you some background about ChemHAT, the way this started is we were talking about how we could build a conversation among workers about safer chemicals. And so we decided, well, we need to look at where workers learn about chemicals and what they're learning. So we talked to some workers. We went to the Steelworkers delivers quite a bit of training for workers. We looked at training for that is given by some other unions about chemicals, and we found that workers got their chemical information from a variety of sources. Material safety data sheets, the NIOSH Pocket Guide, ToxTown, which is from the National Library of Medicine, EPA, NTP, OSHA, HAZMAP, and finally, the New Jersey fact sheets. And when we talked to workers, they were going to, you know, four or five of these sources to look up the information. And what they said overall was that these resources are very technical. They sometimes have trouble understanding them. They can't find their answers to the questions that they have. And that these resources don't always have the same information. You know, one says it's a probable human carcinogen. One doesn't mention carcinogenicity at all. So that was very confusing. So when we said, well, we can't have a conversation with workers about safer chemicals when the resources that they're looking at are inconsistent, when they have questions about what they're working with. So we followed up with a focus group, and I probably shouldn't call it a focus group. It was more of a series of discussions, you know. And we showed them some other tools with chemical information because this is a broad field. There's been a lot of work done on this. We looked at Plum, we looked at Pharos, we looked at Green Screen, Good Guide, and some of these are more for consumers as opposed to workers. But we wanted to understand what was good about these and what was still confusing. And you know, we had absolutely no intention of building ChemHAT when we started this process. But when we got through, when we were talking to workers, we said, you know, there really isn't something out there that we think workers will use. And we also really wanted to bring up the conversation higher on the hierarchy of controls. Rather than just trying to protect workers to a certain level that is supposedly safe, let's think about how we can do these jobs without the toxic materials that they're using. So the questions we asked workers were, you know, one is if your health and safety committee wants to convince your company to switch to a safer alternative, what information do you need? And then the second part was, what do you want to know about the chemicals that you work with? What's the most important information that you're looking for? And the workers' responses were, we want something that's simple and searchable, that tells us about impacts and common uses, tells us what the worst hazards are with alternatives information, and something that's free and accessible to the public. You know, there are some There are some other tools out there that are great, but they cost an enormous amount of money, and they're just not accessible to the average person. So we built ChemHat, and it was launched on September 5th, so it's still in its infancy. But I will also mention that there's a mobile version of the site, so it is still easy to read if you access it on a smartphone. So these are just a few screenshots from ChemHat to show you what a typical search looks like for a chemical. You can see we have acute effects, chronic effects, I'll go back. You can see, like, just beside where it says acute short-term effects, how do we know? When you click on that button, it populates this list that comes up with, which gives you the sources for why we say it's toxic to humans, and or why we say it causes cancer, and which lists it is on. So this just goes down and shows you more. We also have a section about inherent hazards. These are some sections for each chemical that we are still working on populating, what safer alternatives are available, how am I likely to be exposed, and how can I protect myself. So the data is something that we pulled in from Pharos, which was created by the Healthy Building Network. It's a project to identify the hazards of chemicals used in building products. And we had some amazing computer people who were able to translate what they have into something that we can use. So and Pharos gets their data from a series of lists from authoritative bodies. This is a very long description of where they get their data, but this is a list of the authoritative bodies that they use. As you can see, many are here from the U.S., but some are from outside the U.S. And I just wanted to speak for a minute about GHS, because as we launched ChemHat, and we've gotten a lot of comments from people about why didn't we use the GHS icons? Wouldn't that have made it easier? And the reason we didn't use the GHS icons is because they're very limiting, actually. There are very few that refer to health effects. And when we talked to workers, they really wanted more information about the chemicals that they were working with, what it will affect, how it will actually affect their health, not just kind of the broad, is it toxic? So these are some of the icons that we use in ChemHat. And you can see we have a color coding system to denote the severity. And this is kind of a tricky thing, but as you get closer to red, the color represents the strength of the impact plus the strength of the evidence. So an example would be like for carcinogens, the lighter colors are like if it's maybe an animal carcinogen, and then we move towards a definite human carcinogen. Some of the other parts that we have on ChemHat, we have some training materials, and you can see as the navigation bar up at the top, this is where all those other materials are. These are some of our training materials. We have some fact sheets, we have some PowerPoint presentations for folks to take and use. We also have information on all of these topics, the dangers of chemicals, linking occupational and environmental health, green chemistry, our current regulations and some of the problems with them regarding chemicals, what's the problem with material safety data sheets, worker rights, GHS, bargaining, what to take to your doctor. And we also did a webinar just after the launch of ChemHat, kind of talking about it and explaining it, so that recording is up there as well. So, and finally, the future of ChemHat, which we hope will be long and fruitful. So far we've answered the question of, can this chemical affect my health? But moving forward, we want to, you know, fill in these blanks here about safer alternatives and exposures. So we've been doing quite a bit of talking with folks who do alternatives assessments to figure out how to pull in those case studies and the broader information, because there's information out there. It's just a matter of collecting it. Alternatives assessments are being done, but it's not a well-published field at this point. The other thing that we are planning to add in is hopefully some information about common uses for chemicals, or listing chemicals by, like, the top chemicals used in various industries. That's been a comment that we've gotten from a number of workers. And just say one of the models that we are looking to is Subsport, which was created by ESOS, which is a labor group in Spain. And they actually have case stories about chemical substitution. And they have an ability you can search and look at some of the substitution successes. And finally, I'll just say, you know, ChemHat is a work in process. We have, on many of our pages, we have buttons that say, tell us more, tell us what you need. But we really, really want to hear more from workers and the community about what's useful and what would be more useful to have. So we have this button, you know, send us your feedback, please. So that's it. I'm happy to take questions. I'm not sure how close we are to being done, but yeah. Sure. So the question was, this is just launched. What are we planning? Are we planning to do any ongoing evaluation, or looking at how this actually makes a change in the workplace? Is that okay? And behavior. I don't know that we have plans at this point to do kind of scientific research about that, but we certainly plan to keep taking it to workers and trainings and expanding and using and reporting back those case studies. So, yeah. So the question is this still in the beta testing phase? We said that it's beta because we really want feedback. You know, we feel like this project is something that will grow and change, and we want people to feel free to give us feedback. It is up, it is live, it's publicly available. We want people to be using it, so. Yeah, we're working on that. I mean, I actually am with the United Steelworkers. This project received quite a bit of funding from the Communications Workers of America. We are working to spread it to other unions, and I believe it will be featured in some way at the Blue-Green Alliance's Good Jobs, Green Jobs conference next April. It is only in English at this point. We have had discussions and are looking into ways to have it translated and accessible in other languages.
Right. Some of your sources look like the ones in Spain, of course, are from Spanish. I saw the flags in German and other languages.
Right.
Hopefully you'll be able to sort of, you know, not have to reinvent the wheel and
Exactly, exactly. Some of our computer programmer folks are working on that. No. So the question is about the financial model and will it be a subscription service. When we created this, we realized that it needs to be free for workers and the public to access. So, you know, we have no plans at all to charge anyone to access it. Okay, the question was about using or looking at the International Chemical Safety Cards. I believe we looked at them. I don't recall how or if we talked about implementing them. So, okay. Great, thank you. All right, well, thank you very much.